I know that these politicians, they have favorites. You know, when Fox News was in favor with the president, he did interviews with them. He never did anything with CNN or MSNBC. But it didn't have to do with the color of their skin. You can say their philosophy, their political philosophy is different. I'm just telling you. This is going to be an interesting court case if it does come to that. Because this is something that I think the Supreme Court would probably love. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Thursday as we get you set for the weekend coming up. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the U.S. alliance with Taiwan is worth fighting for.
Christie was asked by the Salem Radio Network whether the U.S. should respond with force in the event China invades Taiwan.
Most serious consideration, yes.
Christie says Taiwan has great strategic importance to the U.S.
A huge number of the microprocessors that are developed and built in the world are built in Taiwan.
He also says U.S. officials cannot forget
our moral obligation to the people of Taiwan.
Based, he says, on a long-standing commitment to defending Taiwan against foreign aggression. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden and other world leaders set to begin this weekend's G7 summit in England. World's wealthiest democracies and leaders meeting in person for the first time since the pandemic. Vaccinations and economic recovery likely to be the major topics of discussion. Leaders from the U.S., U.K., France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Canada will all be there. Also at townhall.com, authorities say a man fatally shot a woman and a child in a supermarket today in Florida, then killed himself. Ron Glassman was headed to a nearby store when it all started.
About 50 people came out, staff and customers, I presume, yelling, screaming, "Get back, there's a shooter, we heard shots, stay away, get back."
Authorities in Palm Beach County continued the investigation. A new report finds a $56,000 a year Alzheimer's drug would raise Medicare premiums substantially. Some patients who aren't prescribed the medication could face co-payments of nearly $12,000 a year. The drug has just been approved by the FDA. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Simon, the fifth-generation family owner of Omaha Steaks. There's nothing I love more than putting a steak on the grill for Father's Day. With Dad's Day right around the corner, send him more than just a gift. Send him an experience with the Get Out and Grill assortment. This package includes 20 entrees he's guaranteed to love. My personal favorite is the 10-ounce butcher cut New York strip. Plus, you'll get 4 New York strip burgers free with your order. Visit omahasteaks.com and type cookout in the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword cook.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with 2 locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, in the news this afternoon, the Nevada Supreme Court today denied Las Vegas Councilman Stavros Anthony's bid to force a new election after a razor-thin defeat to Ross Miller for a Clark County Commission seat in November. Anthony's campaign argued that state law requires a new election if one is deemed to be, quote-unquote, prevented. Well, the state's high court agreed with the lower court ruling, which said it wasn't prevented. Anthony lost by just 15 votes in a race where 139 discrepancies were identified. The man who was high on methamphetamine when he plowed his truck into a group of Las Vegas cyclists, killing 5, gets the maximum sentence. Choking back tears when reading the sentence, District Judge Beta Yeager ordered Jordan Barson to prison for 16 to 40 years. The judge read each victim's names aloud and called the crash a catastrophe. Well, the Vegas Golden Knights look to close out their best of 7 series with the Colorado Avalanche in Game 6 tonight. It's at 6 p.m. at T-Mobile Arena. If the Knights do lose Game 7, the clincher would be in Colorado on Saturday night.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Bumper-to-bumper flows in a couple of areas at the moment. 215 southbound at Robbindale. You're backed up to the 15 interchange there. Also, Interstate 15 northbound at Washington. You're backed up to Tropicana, so give yourself some extra time in both regions. And a crash blocking the left lane, that's northbound Durango at the 215 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I know you have heard this story, but there is kind of a next chapter to it. This is the story of Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot denying a white reporter an interview. and said, I'll deal with people of color, black and brown, but I'm not going to go beyond that. And those are the only people I'm going to allow me to be interviewed by. There is a lawsuit initially filed back in May in U.S. District Court for Northern Illinois, Eastern Division. And this is an amazing story. To bring us up to speed, let's bring in Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, a great organization that does so much good. First of all, Chris, great to have you on. I think this is your first time with us. Thanks so much for being a part of our show today.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Thanks very much.
Chris, can you give us the backdrop here, kind of a little history lesson on how this came to be?
Well, I mean, the key thing is what you touched on, which is Mayor Lightfoot came out with this ridiculous, really racist position that she would only interview or take questions from reporters of color, specifically refusing to take questions from, one would guess, what she would consider to be Caucasians. I guess it also comes down to her evaluation of how much, you know, skin pigmentation various persons have or don't have. This is the kind of racist mentality that really divides the country, that creates incredible dissension, bad feeling. It stokes the worst interests of the worst, you know, fringes of our society. And, you know, the old test of, you know, put the shoe on the other foot kind of a thing, you can only imagine if a white male mayor of a major city, you know, made comments in the other direction, that he would only accept questions, you know, from white reporters. What kind of a reaction would that cause? What would happen? Certainly there would be some groups who would protest peacefully, others who would, you know, burn the city down, others who would bring lawsuits. That would be outrageous and unacceptable behavior. And the real truth of the matter is, it's outrageous and unacceptable behavior from any elected official. And in this case, it's Mayor Lightfoot. And so we went to court, and surprise, surprise, counsel for the mayor made representations to the court that the whole issue was moot. That she was not going to, she was not going to continue with that policy, and that going forward she would not. So they tried to basically say, you know, the dog ate my homework, or whoops, never mind, or because they knew they were in an untenable position. But the real lesson in all of this is that you had the mayor of a major American city come out with a really racist, and in my personal view, my own personal opinion, really a hate-filled kind of mentality that just it feeds the worst instincts of the worst fringes of our country, and it's really very divisive.
I'm curious, what is it that turned around the mayor and her side?
I think they realized that they were in an impossible position, that she drew substantial negative pressure from all sorts of people. Because it was such an outrageous position to take. I believe that she took pressure, I mean, look, in the most sort of craven, selfish aspects of this, you know, it's bad PR. I'm sure that, you know, her advisors and the people around her said, look, you may have been trying to make a point, but you made, you know, the wrong point the wrong way. I'm sure she got advice from people saying, hey, you really stuck your foot in your mouth with this one. But aside from that, I think that there are also people of good faith with the right intentions and the right mentality, good heart, good soul, who also said to her, this is craziness. You cannot pretend to be the mayor of a major American city and use this kind of racist mentality to run your press operation. And so I think there are people of good spirit and good faith who, regardless of their normal political leanings, said that this was, you know, a step beyond, that this went too far.
If this had gone to trial, do you think you would have won?
Oh, clearly. I mean, that's why they caved instantaneously. I mean, that's why, you know, it all became a never mind, you know, do-over. They quickly backtracked and said, look, it's moot. It didn't, you know, not our position now, not going to be our position in the future. And, you know, they made those sorts of representations to the court because they realized it was untenable. There's no way you can... What she said was crazy. I mean, it was just off the charts enough, and it was unsustainable, and they knew that, and that's why they, you know, right off the bat, they said, whoops, never mind, the whole issue is moot.
Let me just ask you, because the fact that Judicial Watch jumped in with both feet, is it safe to say that was a major reason why the mayor backed down?
Yeah, I think, you know, she thought she was being cute. She thought she was doing kind of a publicity stunt that really is race baiting or race pandering, depending upon which angle you're looking at it from. And she knew that she drew our attention, and she drew the attention of other responsible journalists who said, look, this is crazy. And she knew we were going to hold her feet to the fire. I don't think that she ever expected a lawsuit, but that's one way to get their attention. We enjoy suing politicians when they're this out of control. We have a tremendous track record of victories, and so they know they're going to be held to account, and that's why they instantly, you know, went into turtle mode and you know, just surrendered, basically.
I'm curious about Thomas Catanacci. Don't know the guy. Supposedly a Daily Caller News Foundation. I'll bet you he was a little surprised when the mayor came out with the only people of color, black, brown, etc., and that's the only people I'm going to talk to. That's not what the media usually, not the sort of treatment they usually get, is it?
Yes, and that's, you know, to his credit, he had the guts to step up and say, you know, enough. I'm not going to be treated this way. And, of course, the Daily Caller was originally started out as Tucker Carlson's operation. And, you know, their reporters, as conservatives, very often, particularly with this Lightfoot administration and now the Biden administration at the federal level, you know, they get the short end of the stick. They're treated like, second-class citizens. And in this case, the mayor, Lightfoot, literally tried to treat him as a second-class citizen, and he wasn't going to stand for it. He's a reputable, honest journalist who has every right in the world to ask questions and do interviews and not be told that because he has the wrong skin pigment or he belongs to the wrong racial ethnicity group, that his civil rights are now null and void, according to the mayor.
You know, so many times the left uses the courts to get their way. I am so glad that in this particular case, the good guys won. And thanks in large measure to the folks at Judicial Watch. Chris Farrell, thank you so much. I appreciate all that you folks do. If folks want to know more about Judicial Watch and what you folks are into, how can they do that?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, which is Judicial Watch, altogether one word, judicialwatch.org. JudicialWatch.org. There's tons of really interesting material up there, work that we do to uncover secrets about what the government is doing or not doing, holding public officials accountable. We've got all sorts of material. You can read original source documents. This is not just an opinion website. This is documentation. It's lawsuits. It's government records. You can see the judicial financial disclosure forms of every federal judge in the country. You can see where their money's tucked away. We've got tons of interesting material up on our website, and folks who, if they like what they see, they can support us there as well.
Chris, thanks so much, man. Always always good to talk to folks from Judicial Watch. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your week and a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Great organization. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Mark Levin went nuts last night on Hannity. I don't know if you caught this thing, but absolutely amazing stuff. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discuss.
discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Money Minute, I'm Steve Siddall. In survey after survey, workers age 55 and older say running out of money in retirement is their biggest fear, even more than death. Well, the good news is there are things you can do to help make sure that doesn't happen. And here to help us understand some of those things that we can do to prevent it is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, how do we protect ourselves from running out of money? I know you do it day in and day out at Capital Financial.
Yes, Steve, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is analyzing the way people are already set up when they come meet us. In other words, seeing what other people have set you up with, or if you're doing your own plan, what you've been doing. And we subject it to what we call the evaporation index. Based on the money you have and based on what you want to do in the future, how long would that money last before it's gone? Evaporating, in other words. So what we never want to have happen, I grew up, I used to do this science experiment in class. We would plant seeds and we'd put some plastic wrap over it, and so it would keep watering itself over and against a terrarium. Remember terrarium?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so we want a financial terrarium where our money keeps replacing itself. So we take money out, we harvest, and then it replaces itself. And that's possible. We call that a financial fill-up, where we have an account set up that has principal protection in it, and every single year, all the way through retirement, guaranteed, you get an income check. It does not depend on the stock market. So some of your money needs to be in what we call the core. That's the money that's going to be there replacing itself and giving you income for life. And then the rest of your money can be in the market. Therefore, you don't worry when the market goes up and down. For the next 10 people, let's put together your very own evaporation index and total retirement plan at no cost.
The evaporation index. I like the sound of that, Coach. Yeah, that sounds great. Coach, call 888-702-6932 or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932. That's right. We make it easy for you. Text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great to talk about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I promised I'd let you hear an impassioned Mark Levin. This is... Mark Levin, who was on Hannity last night, and talking about the Inspector General's report that proves that the fake news media lied about Trump not once, not twice, multiple times. This is last night, Mark Levin on the Fox News Channel.
The media spent 2 or 3 weeks lying about Donald Trump. You know, what should we expect, really, from the American media? It's not the media. It's the Democrat Party. These people are dressed up as journalists. That's all it is, whether it's CNN or MSNBC. You saw Chuck Todd, who has an IQ of about a fifth grader. He can't decide what kind of haircut the guy wants. Donald Trump is the most abused president in American history. Now, let's see what happens here. I have the report. They said protests began in and around Lafayette Park on May 29th, May 30th of 2020. The United States Park Police and U.S. Secret Service established a unified command. 49 U.S. Park Police were injured. And by the way, over 50 Secret Service were injured. The president and his family had to be taken to the nuclear bunker. They had to clear the way out to get in non-climbing fences. You had a historic church that was burned, and these clowns, including Todd and his network, talk about a mostly peaceful protest. There's your insurrection, baby. There's your incitement for an insurrection, baby. Now, should we be surprised at the media in this country? No. You got to remember that during the Holocaust, led by the New York Times, they covered up the Holocaust. So, of course, they're going to lie about what took place in Lafayette Park. Now, let's go down memory lane. Joe Biden, always the ambulance chaser street politician. About Trump, he tweets, "You're using the American military against the American people." He tear gassed peaceful protesters and fired rubber bullets. Liar. Joe Biden the next day, "When 100,000 Americans died because of his incompetent leadership, this president golfed. When Americans peacefully protest outside the White House, this president tear gassed them for a photo op." Liar. Kamala Harris, "Donald Trump just tear gassed peaceful protesters for a photo op." Liar. Chuck Schumer, one of the most grotesque politicians to ever walk on 2 feet on the planet. "How low can this president go? President Trump ordered federal authorities to fire tear gas on peaceful protesters." Liar. The next day, same thing. Pelosi, same thing. Adam Schiff, same thing. General Jim Mattis. Oh, the great General Mattis. "When I joined the military some 50 years ago, never did I dream that troops taking that same oath would be ordered under any circumstance to violate the constitutional rights of their fellow citizens, much less to provide a bizarre photo op for the elected commander-in-chief." Liar. General Martin Dempsey, an Obama hack. "America's military, our sons and daughters," it goes on and on and on. The Washington Compost, the New York Slimes. You know what? This story that shows them all to be liars will last about 30 seconds, and then we go on to tomorrow. And as you were pointing out earlier, they lied about so much, so many conspiracy theories, so many collusions about Donald Trump. It is awful.
It is. It is. Mark Levin has nailed it again on Fox News Channel. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. And the guy that I want you to hear when it comes to passion, there's nobody more passionate than a guy, and I'll just give you kind of a quick backstory. Back in the day, not that long ago, probably 5-6 years ago, I used to substitute for Glenn Beck. And it was great. I mean, it was really a lot of fun. When he had hemorrhoids, when he fell down the stairs in his basement, they'd call me on a 20-minute notice, say, "Oh, my God, Glenn can't go." I would end up subbing for him. And I had a chance working with him and his team that I had a chance to actually get a chance to know him. And really solid, solid guy. But I want you to hear Glenn Beck, because he was on Hannity last night, and he had a message for Marxists. As passionate as Mark Levin is, he can't hold a candle to this guy. Glenn Beck was on with Hannity. This is cut three, by the way. He was on with Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
"Yeah, look, I'm tired of towing the line. I'm tired of especially the Marxist. I was called a racist for calling him a Marxist. He is a Marxist. If you believe in critical race theory, there's no science behind it. It is a Marxist theory meant to divide people and destroy a country. Well, what are we doing? His wife even said, Brock knows we're going to have to change our language, the way we talk to